Hi, I'm Lawrence Taylor, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
I think that's just because Ed felt bad for you.
Oh, that's the
so
line.
That's the only thing that you've done in 2 days.
That's all I have to.
No,
that's
it's not.
Mic drop.
No, it's not.
Mic drop.
No, you guaranteed me something.
I tried.
No, not tried.
What do you mean to do?
Here's the thing, and we're going to have a session right now, live on the air. Okay, you don't come back and say, "I guarantee I have something for you."
Did everything I could in my power.
Then you need to say it that way.
I'm
working on something.
I'm trying.
I'm trying to get you something.
Well, I said it as, "I have a surprise for you." And you said, "Absolutely not. I need to know who it is so I can prepare
my
questions." And so then I gave you my hand. But I wasn't ever going to say a word if it didn't happen or come to fruition.
So then next time what you need to say is, "I'm working on this."
Okay.
Because I want to be a little prepared.
Sure.
You know, I'm try not to be prepared.
Because we initially had a legend on, maybe the GOAT of all time, with the exception of the GOAT we're about to hang out with on Saturday night. Which running back is a bigger GOAT?
I bypassed an interview with Barry Sanders because you told me that you were getting the Griffin brothers.
Well, they're right there.
Yeah, well.
We can touch them.
But you still didn't, you know, get them.
Well, I'm trying, and that's not a dead deal. I'm still working the deal.
Oh, it's dead.
On my breaks, I'm selling it.
It's a dead deal.
They're from Tampa Bay.
Yep.
We're rolling out the red carpet for the Super Bowl next year. We're live right now on our national show. Why wouldn't they want to do this show?
Because they're busy. They're booked.
They are booked. Look, they are.
It's all good.
But I'll tell you what. Even though that they are the star right now, I mean, and the biggest attraction. I think we have more people hanging out with the UFC fighters today. I mean, I saw more people following Jorge around, you know, this arena.
I'll tell you what. Jorge Masvidal is a rock star.
He's a star.
I mean, we know the BMF deal. We know the fighter of the year. We know all that stuff, which is all he seems to be. Now, again, you know, we haven't really spent much time with him, but he seems to be taking it all in stride.
Sure.
Having a good time with it. You know, going to his dominoes tournaments, you know, and that kind of stuff. And it's pretty cool. And I enjoy seeing it.
But it's cool to see the fans react, like the media react, the people engage with the UFC stars. You know, I would say big of a buzz with that as anything I've seen, yes, thus far.
Finally getting some of the recognition. They're finally getting their due.
Sure.
You know, and one of the biggest flubs I did is when we had Anthony Munoz on, and we're going to hopefully run that. We did taped it a little bit earlier. We're going to hopefully run that soon. He is a huge MMA fan.
Huge.
He is a huge country fan, and I did not bring up either one of those.
But I got your back, Randy Harris. I was on the backside making sure that we get him
That's
invited.
That's where you normally hang out.
And we got him invited to the biggest event of the year.
In Nashville.
Behind.
I'll tell you what, this charity event Saturday night,
unbelievable.
Is sick.
$65 million mansion.
It's sick.
Do you think I could trade Tour de Pizza for one?
Two putting greens on the roof.
Two.
Two miniature golf putting greens.
360-degree views of all the Miami Bay. On the tip of Star Island. This is the number one piece of real estate in Florida.
I don't know how we get there. I truly don't. But we need to get there.
We're going. Even if we had to swim. We're going to this event. And then the people that are going to be there, the Breaking Bad cast.
Well, not the cast. Well, Cranston.
Well, that's...
He's the cast?
Was it White? What was his name?
Dana.
No, not Dana. Dana's on Friday. We hang out with a different White on Saturday night. Was it... did he go by... why has it been so long since I watched
Breaking
Bad?
I've never seen the show.
You've never seen it?
I've never seen it.
Man.
I know what it's about. I know Sean watches it, but I've
Heisenberg never
seen it.
Heisenberg, and I'm drawing a blank on the first name, but... Something White.
Something to do with it, that he, it's a drug thing.
Well, he's a chemistry teacher. And then he was like, you know, money as a teacher, not paying a lot of money. So he had the formulas to make crystal meth because he saw a bunch of dumb kids doing it, the students. And then he thought, well, I'll make it better. And then he got cancer, and then he used the cash to pay for his treatments. You know, so. And then he became the kingpin.
Is the show still on?
They do all kinds of, they did a movie. I don't know where it's currently sits, but it's one of the things, like, once you watch the first episode, you'll binge watch the entire thing.
So do I need to watch it all before Saturday when I meet him?
No, because we have way too many interviews. We have way too many events. and we don't have time for you to sit and watch anything.
Speaking of sitting, I was scared. I really wanted to tell Mark the story from last year.
When that was?
When I sat. This is how close. And this is how you really do get access to some of these celebrities. $3,000 a ticket.
$3,000 a ticket.
To get in the door.
Unbelievable.
So you owe me $2,500 for your ticket tomorrow. Just saying. You know, you can pay in small denominations. Sure. You can pay. We can put you on a payment plan. But it is so accessible.
Yeah.
That I was not only within 6 feet of Will.i.am.
From
Black Eyed Peas, I was sitting on the stage.
That's unbelievable.
Not standing at the stage.
It's not really a stage. It's just someone's living room.
No, this was a stage.
Oh, they put a stage.
They put a tent up in the backyard.
Oh, okay.
You know, a massive tent, and that's where the auction and the concert and all that kind of stuff was. So, yeah.
Speaking of massive tents, last night at the media party, they had tents out on the water. They had a casino gaming night. And what about the hot hand? The craps table.
Unreal.
Who knew that all you have to do is yell it out before you throw, and it pops up?
How many times were you right?
Oh, at least three.
Yeah,
maybe four. The hot hand of the crap.
Honestly, and you know, I don't want to ever give you credit for anything, but I would even say it was more than four.
Yeah, possibly.
You know, I
was on fire last night.
Fellow MMA guru Jay Glazer just walked by.
Yeah, did. And so. I did get stomped in ping pong by Randy Harris.
Yes, I did.
You know, I didn't know you're that talented.
Well, first of all, you could not return my illegal serve.
That spinny thing.
It is illegal.
Is it really?
Yeah, yeah. I believe it is illegal, but I didn't think that we were playing by the rules.
Well, I mean,
you were playing with two balls at the same time. You had one in your. It was like you served, and then all of a sudden you would serve again.
Because if another one went in the bay, I wasn't going to go swimming for it.
Oh, I understand.
Yeah, so I had extras.
I get it. I totally understand. but I did kick your butt.
You did.
In ping pong.
But what a great event, though.
It was cool.
What a great night. The food was amazing. The
Saturday night will be better.
Oh, I bet.
God, I don't really want to go here. I really don't want to go this way. But, you know, the quickest way to get from the Taste of the NFL to the givingback.org event.
Yes.
Helicopter.
Oh, boy.
Just saying. Uh-huh. We'd get there a whole lot quicker.
If we get there at all.
Now, you said that some pilots were coming saying some things.
Well, I saw online.
Talk about this for a second, because it needs to be said.
Because he was a 50-year-old man. He was a career professional. He had tons of experience flying celebrities and A-listers. He was an instructor. He taught, you know, how to be a responsible pilot and the craft. So there seems to be this notion that there's a pressure from A-list celebrities and these business people pressure them, say, look, if you don't fly this plane, regardless of the condition of the weather, find someone that will. And they lose their job, they lose their money, they lose their reputation in the industry. So they're saying that possibly Kobe pushed this guy to say, hey, take this thing off the ground, or you're done.
You know, and as much as you don't want to say that, you don't want to talk about it, you know, and this isn't necessarily a dig at Kobe Bryant, but it's the dig that's going to the pilot.
Yeah.
You know, because what is everything that we heard? And again, we don't know,
pilot
and we
air.
Will never know.
Human air, pilot
but,
air.
You know, and all I heard from the very beginning was that the sheriff's department and, you know, they put their helos down and they didn't allow him to take off. And that he said that he was an expert in this condition. But A, we don't know. Well, we do know whether he said that, but we don't know if he was kind of pressured into going up.
And I think a lot of stuff is commonplace in that world. And that high dollar, high luxury lifestyle, you know, money moves people. Money makes you change, you know, your values. We see it all the time in every industry. So, I mean, it's not unthinkable that the cause of the wreck was actually just the fact that, hey, we fly all the time. We're always in this thing. We're always up in the air. It'd be fine. It's just a little fog. What are you worried about? You know, so I don't know. I mean, I don't know who's right or wrong. Life is precious, and it's a tragedy all around for everybody that was involved. But I think to put the blame on the pilot, you know, similar to back in the day when he was accused of the allegations in Colorado with the rape, you know, For someone to come forward takes a tremendous amount of courage, first off. To be an A-list celebrity, star basketball player makes it even more challenging. And then the weight of Kobe's legal team to come down on whatever, a 19-year-old girl that worked in a hotel. You know, so power and money influence decisions. We see it every
day. But there's a UFC champion.
No way.
There's a UFC champion.
The champ is here. Oh.
I was trying to be funny.
Whose belt is that?
It's Usman's. Probably Usman's.
Usman.
Yeah.
So, but, you know, I mean, you see it everywhere. Money and power, it changes everything. So it's not unlikely that that was the cause of the wreck. And hopefully the truth comes out.
And we won't really know for sure. All right. Let's go hit a real quick break. When we come back, more shenanigans coming to you live from Radio Row right here in Miami. Super Bowl 54 right around the corner. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone.
This is the TAM Talk Radio Network.
This is Mike Evans with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong. For all your printing needs, I strongly suggest you give 72hourprinting.com a call at 888-724-7774. Need business cards or t-shirts printed? I suggest you go to 72hourprinting.com. If you need a banner or some signs printed, I suggest you check out 72hourprinting.com. If you need fight shorts or the walkout banner printed, I strongly suggest you check out 72hourprinting.com or give them a call at 888-724-7774. If you're tired of high print prices, then I strongly suggest you give 72hourprinting.com a call. I did, and I could not be happier, and I know you will as well. That's 72hourprinting.com.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxen millet grain free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
How would you like to be like Jorge Masvidal, Dustin Poirier, Daniel Cormier, Joe Rogan, me, and many, many others? You could also own an amazing painting from Ross Baines Art. Ross paints original canvas art, including custom commission work. There is nothing Ross Baines can't paint. Ross was commissioned to paint the Masvidal flying knee mural on the ATT gym wall as well. Hang a painting in your house or office of your favorite athlete, actor, pet, family, sunset, you get the idea. Check out his amazing talent on the online store at rossbainesart.bigcartel.com and join the Ross Baines Art owner family. Follow Ross today on Twitter at Ross Baines Art.
Monster Jam. This is power. This is precision. This is passion. This is Monster Jam. See the legendary Gravedigger, El Toro Loco, and more of your favorite Monster Jam trucks. Brought to you by BKT Tires, Circle K, and your local Ford dealers. Tickets start at $15. Restrictions and charges may apply. Raymond James Stadium, January 11th and February 1st.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? Staff Zone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the TAM Talk Radio Network.
This is Jorge Gamebred Masvidal, the baddest motherfucker and the fighter of the year, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
That is what you call a mic drop.
So you got two liners.
That's not a bad before lunch, before our first break.
It was before I even saw you.
I know.
All right,
I'm
so
working.
So coming up in the next 45 minutes,
yes,
we have Wayne Kostrowski from the Taste of the NFL.
Awesome.
And another one of the baddest dudes on the planet.
Another baddest dude.
Well, our boy Kamaru Usman.
The champ.
Right around the corner. We are next. We are on deck.
We are on deck.
We are getting the next fastball.
This one's guaranteed, though.
I set it up.
Right. That's your boy.
And anything you set up, you know, doesn't get done.
I set it up with a question.
There goes
the Griffin brothers.
Yep. You blew it.
Oh, I thought they were going to come by.
You blew it. Oh. It's all right. I asked you to do one thing.
No, you didn't even know they're going to be here.
I asked you to do one thing. Get me a surprise guest.
I grabbed him right off the escalator. I'm like, yo, I want
yo,
you.
Yo, that's
I
what
want,
you said?
I said, yo, I want you at 3:05. I was like, well, bump Barry Sanders.
And honestly.
legitly.
Did I not tell you?
You did.
That I would rather bump Barry Sanders and get the Griffin brothers on.
You absolutely did. But Barry is cool, though. He tapped me on the shoulder when he walked past. I was like, no, so I'm going to keep this jacket. I'm going to frame it. The jacket that Barry touched.
God, I wish I could say some things like, you're an idiot. I really want to call you an idiot live on national radio.
Well, at least you don't fire me, so that's good.
Well, it could happen.
Oh, no.
You know, we still have a couple more days. But what's funny is, every time I'm ready to fire you,
I do something amazing.
You do pull up a Lawrence Taylor liner.
How awesome is that?
You do pull up a Masvidal Game Bread liner.
That's my job. That's what I'm here for.
Well, you're still below. Mason-Dixon line.
I'm just warming up. You know, it took me a day to get kind of acclimated. I didn't sleep, obviously, for 24 hours driving overnight to get here. So now I've showered and refreshed, and now I'm ready to really ramp it up a level or two.
And still, honestly, this is still kind of low-key.
Right. And I'm still low-key. Right? Would you not admit that I've been on good behavior?
Let's just say you start so below. I mean, what's the bottom that we can get to?
Well, that's
now, you did forget the free food at 3 o'clock, by the way. You did forget
I
that.
Did.
But it's all right. I'll let you eat dinner. But you did start on such a low note.
It's true.
Before we were even here in Radio Row, you kind of...
Well, you know what they say about rock bottom.
You were there.
There's nothing but up.
You were there.
So here's to keep climbing the ranks.
You know, I'm having second thoughts.
Okay.
On somebody that you did want to put on.
Yes.
And I had second thoughts just because I don't know anything about the CBD stuff.
Sure.
And even though my shoulder is starting to a little bit, when I slept bad, because I don't sleep laying in a bed.
Right. In a chair.
I sleep in a chair. And when I kind of slept propped up and whatever, it was in a bed but propped up, I did kind of feel a little. And I don't think it can work that fast. But I felt better.
I'm telling you, I got it from one of Hulk Hogan's
from
friends.
From a source? You got it from a source?
From the source, the Ironheads gym, they're friends of mine. They come into the restaurant when they're in town, and they sell it at their gym. And so I have access to it. So if you use mine for the next couple days, if you feel amazing and the CBD is working for you, which is natural and it's legal, all 50 states.
What is it?
Huh?
Explain it.
It's a derivative of the marijuana plant. It's not. There's no THC in it. It doesn't get you high. It doesn't change you. It just helps medicate and takes out inflammation. So it probably takes out the swelling or whatever's inflamed. You rub it on. It's topical, so it's
topical.
Topical.
It's topical.
This is not tropical. I mean, we were in tropics in Miami.
I like topical. I do want you to do is later on after the program, I want you to walk around. I want you to look at some of these setups.
Yes.
Because that might be our next step.
Yeah, I think we got to go with a bigger rig. You know, a more professional setup. Oh, we have a great setup right now. We're one of the only people with a banner.
Yeah, there's three banners here, and we're one of them, thanks to 72hourprint.com.
They knocked it out of the park. And the fact that we were able to adjust it to make it just the right
What's
height.
What's this wee stuff? You're not French.
The fact that you were Thank able you. To adjust it just to the right height to accommodate the restrictions. We are a shining light in this room, in the sea of darkness.
We definitely are rocking and rolling. Next week, I will be in Houston for John Jones, Dominic Reyes.
You are. The GOAT. And I think that's a tough matchup for Jones. A tall guy, Dominic undefeated. I think that's a serious fight for him. Jones needs to take this serious because he could get upset.
I would hope that he knows every fight you need to take serious. The last fighter that I know, and I know what I know, but the last fighter that I think didn't take a fight serious is when GSP lost.
No.
When he got beat by Matt Serra.
Well, I think Conor McGregor talks about how he's on liquid, you know, and didn't take the fight serious.
I don't know if that's one, you know, there's a difference between training and then going and drinking and not training at all.
Right.
I mean, I would say Connor still trained. You know, did he take it as serious because he would be having a little drinky winky, you know, on the side?
But I think like any sport, anybody who, you know, you get career burnout, right? And so if you've been doing it for so long, you just feel like going through motions. You don't really train. The nutrition's not always there.
Sean Merriman.
UFC fighter, right?
MMA. He's done some bare knuckle. You know, he wants to move on. He was going to do a bare knuckle fight.
A linebacker for the Seahawks? No. Who would he play for?
I'm just letting you hang yourself. Just letting you hang yourself. It's okay.
I feel like he was a cowboy.
He was not a cowboy.
He was a charger. He was a charger, right?
I'm just letting you roll.
He's not wearing a jersey. I don't know. I'm trying to picture where I know him.
And not wearing a helmet either.
Oh, yeah. He's a giant. He's a giant.
No, he's not. You don't know him, and he doesn't know you.
I don't know. But so, I saw him walk. I glimpsed at him.
That's why he looked away?
How many NFL guys are in the UFC? How many can you remember? I mean, Greg Hardy, obviously. Marcus Jones from the Bucks.
Brendan Schaub, you know, played. You said the NFL. Brock Lesnar. He had a sip of coffee.
Yeah.
A sip. I mean, you know, he didn't stay long.
Right.
I always kind of like, come on. You know, just because you went to training camp doesn't make you a player. And typically you have to play 2 years, three weeks, I think, you know, to be vested in.
Oh, okay.
Because most don't last that long. You know, we know about all the names and faces that we see out here.
Sure.
But we don't know about, you know, the 1 year, the 2 year people. I remember... I think it was John McLaughlin, how we kind of celebrated when he got to that level.
Sure.
So.
Yeah, it's a tough industry. I mean, I think that's why a lot of guys have trouble financially, you know, because your career is so short and then your life is so long.
All right, let's go hit a very short break. So if we can shorten the break normal, when we come back, we will have the welterweight champ when we return. Kamaru Usman when we return. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone.
Is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
What's up, guys? You're listening to Knockout Radio. This is the Russian Hammer. Choo-choo, motherfuckers.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong. For all your printing needs, I strongly suggest you give 72hourprinting.com a call at 888-724-7774. Need business cards or t-shirts printed? I suggest you go to 72hourprinting.com. If you need a banner or some signs printed, I suggest you check out 72hourprinting.com. If you need fight shorts or the walkout banner printed, I strongly suggest you check out 72hourprinting.com or give them a call at 888-724-7774. If you're tired of high print prices, then I strongly suggest you give 72hourprinting.com a call. I did, and I could not be happier, and I know you will as well. That's 72hourprinting.com.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxen millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust, to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza. That's Tour de Pizza.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
This is Mike Allstott, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
All right, we are back coming to you live from Radio Row in Miami, Florida, Super Bowl 54 right around the corner. And typically, and I've been saying this for the past 2 days, and I'll say it for the next couple of days, I'm talking to all these celebrities, talking to all these athletes about my favorite sport, the sport that I live, the sport that I dream, mixed martial arts. And now I get to watch all of my friends, and Kamaru Usman, you are a friend. I get to watch you walk around here as a champion and everybody staring and everybody like, oh my God, it's a celebrity. MMA is finally getting the recognition. And I still think there's a ways to go, but we're finally getting recognition that you guys deserve.
Yeah, we're starting to come around the track and, you know, it's great to see. You know, hats off to all those guys, the champions that have paved the way for us, the guys that put in the time and the effort to where they brought the sport to where it is now. So I'm thankful for every one of those guys.
All right, since we're friends, I'm going to ask this question the best that I can. I have always said to really get to the next level, you have to be loved and hated. I don't understand the hate that's coming your way, but I think it's good because it's getting you out there even more.
Yeah.
Where is it? Why is it? What is it?
You know, I was having a conversation with a friend the other day, and they kind of really put it in a perspective for me. It's, you know, people hate when someone is doing something great. People just, it's just, I don't know, it's human nature for some reason that they hate when someone is doing something great that they are not doing, that they possibly can't do. And so it's, if you look at some of the greatest athletes in the world, they've been hated at some point. And the worst thing right now is I hate to even use this as an example, but Kobe Bryant at some point wasn't loved in his career, was hated. You know why? You know, he's a guy that went in day in and day, you know, night in and night out and put it all on the line and played his heart out. You know, just like I strive to do each and every time I step into that octagon. So, you know, at the end of the day, you know, your work will speak for itself, just like his body of work has spoken for itself. So, you know, you got to take the good with the bad, and you just got to understand that this is part of being the champion, part of being the top dog.
How difficult has it been for you personally, knowing you, the little bit that we do know each other? That's not you, you know, to talk and to do that. It's you to do your job. How has it been difficult for you to deal with this?
It's been a little difficult because, you know, now we live in this era to where it's the social media, the Twitter, the Instagram era, to where all these guys just want to get their name out there. They're chasing the fame more than actually just putting to the top, you know. And I've proven it. I've been in this sport for 8 years, and I've gotten to the top, to where some of these guys have been in this sport 15 years and still haven't been where I've been in the sport. So, you know, the proof is in the pudding. You know, I concentrate more on doing the work and getting to the top, while some of these guys are just concentrating on being a champion or not being a champion, but just talking and being famous, right? Or maybe making a little money. So it is what it is. At the end of the day, if I'm doing my job, all that will come my way.
How has life changed for you since you've won the belt?
It's changed a lot because, you know, one of the biggest things that I really cherished was, you know, being able to be home with my daughter all the time. I know you've sent me a couple of cupcakes here and there.
Well, you're going to get more cupcakes today.
So what we've shared, but I had to be home to do that. I had to be home to share those,
right?
You know, and now, you know, being the champion, so much of your time is demanded here, flying there, doing this show, doing that show. It's changed a lot in that aspect, you know, but at the end of the day, this is part of being a champion. You know, this is what we work for, and this is only for a moment of your life. And so I have the rest of my life to, you know, thankfully, with the grace of God, I have the rest of my life to enjoy, you know, the fruits of my labor.
Is that why it's said that it's harder to keep a title than to win the title, just because of the demands that are put on you being the champion?
In a sense, absolutely, I can say that, because now it's so much more time that I had before to just stay home and train and learn and be around teammates and pour into my teammates and learn from them and have them learn from me. So much more time I had before to do that. But now I have to go here, go do this, go have this meeting, fly across the country for this or fly for this show. So all of these things, you know, being in demand so much, now it's starting to, you know, show its head on how it affects everything else. But, you know, it's just the next phase of being a champion. You have to learn how to balance all of that.
So, all right. Let's talk about what this is.
Okay.
First, the fiasco of Radio Row. And it's still, today is not that bad. If you're here tomorrow, if you're here on Friday, it's a zoo.
Right.
What are your thoughts on that, football fan? Are you other sports fans? Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, no, my little brother was a big football player, you know, played at the University of Arizona. And so, yeah, I was a football fan watching him and really indulging in this career. And I've got some friends that play in the NFL as well, who I felt should have been in the Super Bowl. You know, the Ravens, you know, spectacular team, had an amazing season. You know, just towards the end there, some injuries plagued the team, and you know, they it felt like they lost that chemistry that they had all year that they played with. You know, but yes, I follow football. I played football myself in middle school, and really? Freshman year in high school I played football. But after a couple of hits that freshman year, I decided that you know, this might not be it for me. You know. But, you know, I still follow the sport, you know, not as closely, obviously, because I'm so indulged in learning and being present in my sport to where I'm not as closely as I would like. But, you know, I got some friends that play it, and I, you know, I keep up with their careers.
Tell you a funny story. So, and I know I've told you about Caleb Beninat from Nigeria, who wants to help and get involved in some things that we've talked about. So he moved over here when he was a young child, and he went to his mom. Have I told you the story already?
I don't think so.
Okay. Because, you know, we have a rule in my family. If it happened over 3 days ago, don't tell me the story again.
Okay.
Because I forget what I've told and who I've told. So Caleb says to his mom, "Mom, I want to go out and meet the kids in the neighborhood. You know, we haven't lived here that long. Sign me up for football." So she signed him up for football. And then that night or the next night, the coach calls and says, "Ma'am, you're going to need shin pads and shoulder pads and helmets." And she's like, "What do you mean? I signed Caleb up for football. He's from Nigeria."
Yes.
He wanted to get signed up for soccer. And now he's playing in the NFL. And it's kind of just crazy. It's, you know, the weird world that we live in.
Yeah, absolutely. That's a great story. And it's, you know, so many talent from all over the places in the world. And, you know, sometimes you don't know what you're destined to do. You know, it's just a matter of stepping out there and finding out
the opportunity.
You know, and you saw that, you know, he stepped out there. He necessarily didn't know what he was called to do, but he found it. And now being in the NFL and doing well, like, you know, it's a big, big deal.
All right. A lot of talk, a lot of rumors. Who's next? Who do you want next? And is that who is next?
I want George St. Pierre next, because, you know, that's a fight that I think that gets me up. You know, a fight that I see a real threat. That's a real, real threat. You know, one of the best champions we've ever had has proven that he can still get done. You know, went out on top. Whoever goes out on top. People don't normally go out on top.
Right.
But he's gone out on top and proven that he can still continue to get the job done. And, you know, recently I just learned that I am one win away from tying his record as, you know, the most consecutive wins in a welterweight division. And what better way to break that record than to fight the man himself?
A, is that realistic to happen? Not realistic that that's what you want. And as a champion, can you reach out, you know, to Dana and, you know, the new matchmakers and stuff? How much say do you have as the champion?
Yeah, it's definitely realistic. You know, for sure, it's realistic. And it's a matter of George, like I said, if it you know, he was a champion that went out on top. Now, being a champion, understand that this it's a partnership as well. So this is something that has to make sense for not just myself, but for the company as well. And same, I'm sure George feels the same exact way. So if it makes sense for him, for myself, then, you know, I'm sure we'll get it done.
Where are you watching the game on Sunday? Who do you think? Who do you like? Do you like either team?
I mean, I do. I think either team, both teams are very, very tough. The Kansas City Chiefs are are like, I think their offense is like a boulder rolling downhill. Once they get going, it's almost impossible to stop them. But I think the 49ers are kind of more of a balanced team. I think their defense is extremely strong, and their offense has proven that they're extremely strong as well. But it's, you know, that defense is no cakewalk to score on. So, you know, I'm expecting an incredible game. Of course, I wanted the Baltimore Ravens to be here playing, but I'm expecting an incredible game. And I was planning on watching it, going to the Super Bowl, but you know, now I might have to be watching it on TV somewhere.
Yep, on at home.
Yeah.
Back Ultimate Fighter days, I'm sure you visioned this with this belt, not necessarily sitting in this radio row, blah, blah, blah. Did it play out the way that you thought? Has it felt the way that you thought back in the Ultimate Fighter days?
No, I wouldn't say it played out the way that I thought, because if it did, then, you know, I'd be somewhere right now on a private jet on a private island somewhere, you know. But, you know, that's part of what makes you what makes this worthwhile is being able to just go along with the journey and wherever it takes you, you know, whether it's ups and downs, you know, you get the bumps and the, you know, the speed bumps and roll bumps, all of that happens. But I think all in all, this is what creates character. And, you know, I'm thankful for all of it. Because if it wasn't for that, when I'm sitting down, then I would have no experiences.
Right.
You know, I'm like, man, I wish I'd experienced that or that and that. So, you know, I'm just grateful and I'm thankful. You know, we finally got to the top where we wanted to be, and we're going to stay here for a while.
Final, not question, but statement. But so I like to call Matt Toolbox for obvious reasons. So I tell the tool, stay professional, don't cheer, don't root, you know, do it privately under a table. But I think most of the world knows how happy I am for you, how proud I am of you. Not just winning the title. The title's all great, but, you know, you've stayed down to earth. You've stayed, you know, I text you, you respond. And that means a lot in the world, not media, sports kind of stuff. But I just want to say publicly that how happy and proud I am of you.
Thank you, Randy. You know, you're my man. You know, obviously, you know, not like I said, you know, we're in high demand now to where it kind of, you know, I can't do the things that I used to be able to do anymore. I can't, you know, stay on the phone or text or call or respond as much as I can anymore, just because, you know, I'm having to do this. I'm on this show. I'm sitting here for a while in this amount of time. So, you know, I think, you know, one day I will get the hang of it and you know, have that balance down to where I can get everything done like clockwork.
Wicked good cupcakes coming your way, or your daughter's way. If she'll allow you to have one, that's on her.
Yeah, we share.
And I'm sure you don't need more 8-man strong, but if you do, more 8-man strong coming your way as well.
Oh, man. Thank you so much,
Champ,
Andy.
Great seeing you. Let's hit a break, coming to you live from Radio Row. Super Bowl 54 on Sunday. We may talk about that when we return. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8-man strong and Staff Zone.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Yo, this is Platinum Mike Perry. You're listening to Knockout Radio.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong. For all your printing needs, I strongly suggest you give 72hourprinting.com a call at 888-724-7774. Need business cards or t-shirts printed? I suggest you go to 72hourprinting.com. If you need a banner or some signs printed, I suggest you check out 72hourprinting.com. If you need fight shorts or the walkout banner printed, I strongly suggest you check out 72hourprinting.com or give them a call at 888-724-7774. If you're tired of high print prices, then I strongly suggest you give 72hourprinting.com a call. I did, and I could not be happier, and I know you will as well. That's 72hourprinting.com.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
How would you like to be like Jorge Masvidal, Dustin Poirier, Daniel Cormier, Joe Rogan, me, and many, many others? You could also own an amazing painting from Ross Bain's art. Ross paints original canvas art, including custom commission work. There is nothing Ross Bain's can't paint. Ross was commissioned to paint the Masvidal flying knee mural on the ATT gym wall as well. Hang a painting in your house or office of your favorite athlete, actor, pet, family, sunset, you get the idea. Check out his amazing talent on the online store at rossbainsart.bigcartel.com and join the Ross Baines Art owner family. Follow Ross today on Twitter at Ross Baines Art.
Monster Jam. This is power. This is precision. This is passion. This is Monster Jam. See the legendary Gravedigger, El Toro Loco, and more of your favorite Monster Jam trucks. Brought to you by BKT Tires, Circle K, and your local Ford dealers. Tickets start at $15. Restrictions and charges may apply. Raymond James Stadium, January 11th and February 1st.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Reggie Bush, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
All right, we are back. Live broadcast from Radio Row. I guess the banner was in that dude's way.
What banner?
This moron that just walked by.
Oh, that guy.
I'm glad that I blew him off. He wanted to come on the show.
Listen, here's the thing. The NFL is a tough sport.
He's not an NFL. He's a gambler.
But these people aren't going to mess with a guy that has a banner that says knockout. They're not going to come back. Dumb, but they're not going to fight you.
Oh, God. I got 15 minutes left, and I really want to go over and punch that.
We got time. You can do it.
If he walks by, I'm going to say, did the banner get in your way?
So, the only banner on the floor. This guy.
I'm speechless. I'm literally speechless. Don't know what to do or say.
17,000 aisles he can walk down. He walks down ours.
Well, it's not that he walked down this aisle. There's plenty of room. And B, he's such a moron to walk right into a banner. It's ridiculous.
Well.
Go and make sure that those glasses are fixed. Go put a little windshield wiper on his glasses to make sure that he can see.
I'm worried about your heart or your blood pressure.
Oh, no. I'm getting a little riled up right now.
No, but how cool was today? I mean, the double champ.
It was a good day.
Another champ. Former champ. Going to be a champ again, she says. And if this is just a warm-up. Man. This is just a warm-up.
You know what we could do if I get the okay from Ed, and I do think we have enough time. Earlier we sat down with Benny and Brian Blades.
We did.
Former Hurricane. Both played in Seattle as well. One started in Seattle, one started in Detroit. If we can do that, maybe we should do that. Let's run that because they got a really cool event that we're going to run out to.
Yep.
But before we do run out of time, because I think we do have some, let's go run that, Ed, if that's okay. This is Brian and Benny Blades from earlier today. Coming to you live from Radio Row here in Miami. A lot of cool stuff going on as a very, I shouldn't say it that way because I don't want to offend you guys. I was going to say as an older person, there's a couple names that I recommend and I remember from back in the day, from the Blades brothers, Brian and Benny. How are you guys?
We're doing good. We're wonderful.
It's awesome to see you, to, like I just mentioned, have a friend that played down there at the U. Everything is about the U. I just like Ohio State because of the U, just so you know. And I always will. I always will. Talk about first. I know you have some things going on and with the Super Bowl in Tampa next year. Hopefully you're going to come down there and do some stuff as well. But talk about those days. Those were the days of awesome football.
Well, I tell you what, I'm going to let Brian talk first, because if it wasn't for Brian in that 1983 class, I wouldn't have been a Hurricane.
Because the bottom line is, my class of 83, when we came down there, we just wanted to start a culture that we want to be physical, we want to dominate, and we want to take your heart before the game started. So we did things that just get under your skin before the game.
And that's how I think you got so many fans, you know, that maybe non-college football fans, maybe just that attitude. People would tune in to watch, me being one. You know, when you're around this, you kind of don't want to watch it when you're not working. But I wanted to watch you guys all the time just because of the domination. It was so much fun.
Well, I'll tell you what, was after that 83, the 84 class came in, that took it a whole new level, because you added guys like Brett Perriman, Michael Irvin, myself, Rod Carter, Randy Shannon. It took it to a whole new level. And that core of people that I just named, look, we knew the whole America was watching what we were going to do before the game, whether we were going to run through, after we came through the smoke, run through the other teams, warm up, or if we're going to have a fight. I mean, it was all the antics to get up under people's skin. And I always tell people, you can't play the game of football when you're worrying about what the other person is going to do. Football be X's and O's, and then the physicality, you know what I mean?
Sure.
Do for itself. And so our antics is what made America love us and hate us at the same time.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, after that, obviously you guys went on and played different team, and then the same team. What was it like in college and then in the pros to play together? You know, we all talk about brotherhood, you know, the brotherhood of Miami, the brotherhood of football. You guys are the brotherhood of brotherhood.
Well, we were brotherhood of brotherhood, but we were brothers. You know, we always had our battles on the field, off the field, but when it came down to it, we still had love for one another. Even when we played, when I went to Seattle and he went to Detroit and we played against each other, the brotherly love was still there, but we still competed.
Did you ever have to hit each other or block each other? Or
yeah.
Go after you? Look, that's the story I want to know.
No, no, see, look, that whole thing started at the University of Miami. I'll never forget my sophomore year. It was just junior year. You know, we had a scrimmage down at Green Tree Field. And the parents and everybody was there. And he came across the middle, and I whacked him. My mom said, "Don't you ever hit your brother like that again." I said, "Okay." Fast forward to Detroit. I'm in Detroit. He's in Seattle. I had to whack him again. And she says, "Look, didn't I tell you to hit your brother like that?" And so he knew. It didn't matter he was my brother. I loved him. We're going to have a beer after the game. But when we stepped on the gridiron, I didn't have any friends.
It's time to go to war.
You know, I've played quote-unquote competitive softball. I've caused more bench-clearing brawls. I'm a little Miami in me. You know, yeah. I would catch, and I'd stick my glove sort of up into the batter just to get his mind. I said I would run over my brother. I would cleat my mother or my wife. And then as soon as the game's over, let's go out, hang out. And
We have a good time.
Yeah, but once you're inside the white lines, everything goes.
And I think that's the thing that's today's game. There's no competitorship. These kids aren't really competing as well. They're worried about the rules. Anybody that's a true competitor, you throw the rules out the window.
You worry about it later.
There you go. I worry about that later. I want to win for cost.
That's your charity, which is the most important thing. Charity today, charity before, charity tomorrow. But, and I hope I don't offend you guys, could you play in today's game? Because today's game is more flag football.
No, he could have played in today's game. I know I couldn't play.
My numbers would have been off the roof.
Wouldn't they?
Yes. You know what I'm saying? You don't have to worry about getting hit. You don't have to worry about getting pushed all the way down the field. You know what I'm saying? So, hey, I would have had numbers to the roof playing in this game.
Is the game fun to watch for you guys today, knowing, you know, you're Miami true and blue?
Well, the game is fun to watch because we have a nephew at Miami and we want him to excel. So you have to watch him. And he has a son that's playing in high school that's going to be the next great one of the lineage of Blades. But the thing is, when I referee the game, I tell the coaches, I still referee old school football.
Awesome.
You know what I mean? And so when most of the coaches, they see me, they go, oh, here come Blades. It's not going to be flag football when I referee, okay? I believe in the whole smash mouth physicality of the game. And so, you know, I mean, when you couple that today's game with old school mentality, you can't win. And that's why you talk to a lot of the old school guys like ourselves. He would have loved it. I would have hated
sure.
it.
Sure. Yeah, of course. I know later on tonight a big event. Talk to me about it.
Yeah, we have an event over at the Oceanic in Pompano Beach over on the pier because we believe in giving back to the youth of the 33311. That's the area code that we grew up in. Fort Lauderdale has always produced some mega stars. I mean, you look in the game today, you got, you know, guys from the New England Patriots. You got guys, you know.
This hurts. I can tell what Eric's saying. It hurts. So it's hurting them.
I tell people, you know, I know Antonio Brown's going through, you know, his little, but you still have skilled players that come from this era. So we've been giving those guys, you know, even if you're not as good as the Antonio Browns, the Giovanni Bernards, you still can go off to college. And if we can help you along the way, build our foundation and get ants, that's what we do.
A charity event. Where, you know, you tell me where it's at. How do people get involved? Do they just show up at the door and ask for you?
Well, right now, go to the ESMB info and purchase your tickets. Or you can, you know, Oceanic tonight. And you'll be a part of the thing. And if you can't show up tonight, we have another event. We're blocking off 33rd Street in Fort Lauderdale, right over off of Oakland Park Boulevard. We're blocking that area off, and people come out and just, hey, and rub elbows with me and my brother and you know, some other guys that are from the area.
Sure.
And we want to just have a good time.
How about, are you guys MMA fans? Mixed martial art fans?
The MMA?
The MMA world?
I like the knockouts of it because I like the whole physicality thing.
That's the defensive side talking.
Yeah,
that's
right? Defense. I love that. And so I love when people get knocked the crap out and they're out cold. So for me, mixed martial arts, love it. I can kick you. I can punch you. I can pull. Anything goes. So I love it.
So you're all for it. When will you guys start working on next year? It's in our backyard in Tampa. I'm assuming you're going to come down. Up. Come up. And I'm from here. I just had to think where we are. Come up to Tampa. When will you start working on it? And will you be coming in and doing some events now?
Well, I tell you what. Me and him, I'm getting him out the house now. You know, I told him it's time for the Blaze Brothers to come back and show people. We've been having our foundation for years, and we've just been low-key about it. Now it's time for people to understand what we've been doing and get it out to the national media and let them know we're still here. We still believe in the youth of tomorrow, even though I don't believe in how the game is played.
Sure.
You know what I mean? I still believe in what's going on. And so we'll sit down right after this Super Bowl and we'll start, you know, addressing what we need to do for next year.
I want to decide if I really want to mention this and bring it up. Because I'm sitting here, and this is true, so help me, you know, with what just happened to Kobe Bryant and, you know, a lot of things. People are saying a lot of things like bygones be bygones and this, that, the other. And it's well documented, and he will, you know, attest to this. I do not get along well, not get along at all with my older brother. And I'm watching the two of you guys together, and honestly, I'm almost tearing up because it's awesome. You know, all the other stuff and charity is the most important. And your collegiate, you know, careers and your pro careers are awesome. Obviously, I know both names. But to me, it's touching my heart to watch two brothers and laughing at each other. And honestly, it means the world.
Oh, no, he'll tell you.
go at each other.
You still may hate each other, but no, it appears like you're getting along.
Shaquille O'Neal said it perfect. Everybody always says what his relationship with Kobe was, it was like brothers. And he said it. He said, listen, we're not always going to get along. We're not always going to agree. But the bottom line is we love each other. We support each other. And then we move on. With me and him, I've had neck surgery, knee surgery, and I've just been laying around the house just supporting my son. He said, listen, it's time for you to get back out, let people know what we're doing, and continue on. But I love doing things with my brother. We enjoy being around each other.
You can tell. Honestly, you can tell.
But the bottom line is we can't be around each other too long.
Sure.
We might be divorced.
You know what I mean? And I tell people all the time, I'm bigger than he is now. But growing up, look, we used to fight fiercely. And so when I became bigger than him, and so people say, well, the loved one fight all the time. Why don't you fight? If you fight him, you better believe I'm coming sure. to his aid.
Oh, absolutely. No, absolutely. But you still can't catch him, though, right?
No. I don't try to catch him. I'm bigger than he is, so I just wait for him to
slow down. That is awesome. One more time, where can people get information? Where can they come out tonight and see you? We're going to go out tonight.
You can go out and get the info at esmg.info. You know, and come on out. esmg.info. Go to the website, come on out, see what me and Brian, we're doing for the people of our community.
Miami for life.
That's it.
There you go. Thanks, guys. I really do appreciate it.
All right. Thank you.
I gave Susie a little pat up on the booty, and she turned around and said, walk this way.
I was born in a plane. Mama said that every word was on my name. I'm the best you ever had. If you think I'm running out, I never am.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.